Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We just started a new study. Yesterday we had an intro to it. You might want to go there, and it's a good book, and there's a lot to it, and we're going to learn a lot from Jeremiah's book. And let's get right into our study and begin with the first verse in chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. Now, remember, Jeremiah's ministry was to try to get Israel, the people. He confronted them, many of them, about their sins, and the kings, he confronted them, false prophets, he confronted them all. Those at the temples, those at the gates, the lack of response made Jeremiah wonder if he was doing any good at all. And that's the way a lot of people feel today, folks. And they don't get the response. You feel like, am I doing any good at all? Am I doing anything, accomplishing anything? That's the way Jeremiah had thought. He wondered whether he was getting anything done. He's trying to bring the message to the people. And it was a hard task. And we have a responsibility to bring the message. Not some, you know, message that's been tainted with some kind of practicality that man and the flesh recognizes so easily. No, we're here to bring the same message as Jeremiah and all the rest of the prophets. And as we look, we realize people are the same. They never change. And King Josiah's reformation failed because the people's repentance was shallow. They continued in their selfishness and their worship of idols. All the leaders rejected God's law and his will for all the people. Jeremiah lists all of their sins, predicts God's judgment, and he begged them to repent. But they did not. They went about their merry way. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet to Judah, the southern kingdom. He faithfully confronted the leaders and the people for their sins, prophesying both their 70-year captivity of Babylon and their eventual return from exile. After surviving the fall of Jerusalem, Jeremiah was forcefully taken to Egypt. Yet Jeremiah remained faithful in spite of Jerusalem's destruction. Years of disobedience had made him, disobedience of the people had made him strong and courageous. Now, he was the son of Hilkiah, of the priests, who were in Anathoth, in the land of the Benjamites, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the exile of Jerusalem in the 5th month. Now, as we look into some of this history, and after King Solomon's death, the United Kingdom of Israel had split into rival northern and southern kingdoms. The northern kingdom was called Israel. The southern was called Judah. Jeremiah was from Anathoth, 4 miles north of Jerusalem, in the southern kingdom. He lived and prophesied during the reign of the last 5 kings of Judah. This was a chaotic time, politically, morally, and spiritually, as Babylon, Egypt, and Assyria battled for world dominance and supremacy. Judah found itself caught in the middle of the triangle. And although Jeremiah prophesied for 40 years, he never saw his people heed the words and turn from their sins. That's you take a look at this, and you can feel Jeremiah's his attitude toward the people. He was wasting his time away. And there's a lot of preachers that think they're wasting their time away. Jeremiah was just one of them. Most successful was Jeremiah, because he gave them the witness of God. He warned the people. It was the people's fault, not Jeremiah's. They refused to repent. They refused to do what God had told them. And they went into captivity. Now, let's continue on. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Boy, that really bums out the abortion crowd, you know. It tells us that before you were formed in the womb. You were formed. We were formed in the womb. But before that, God knew us. And before you were born, I consecrated you. How many little boys and little girls were consecrated in the womb, and yet their life was taken by a suction mechanism or something like that? Can you imagine that? Little boy, little girl called of God. God knew them before they were murdered in the womb. God knew all of these little boys and girls. And he tells us here, he knew us in advance. They were called. I consecrated you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. He's telling Jeremiah, I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, "Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak." Jeremiah had told God from an honest heart, "I don't even know how to speak." He was a young man. He was a young man, and he was afraid. Many times we're afraid. Afraid to speak, afraid to say anything. Why? Because we have not a clue what's going on. God just sends you out, says, "Do it. Do it." And we try our best. And this is where we're at, folks. We're in the same predicament that Jeremiah was in thousands of years ago. People are not listening. They are not heeding the word of God. They're not obeying God. They're not listening. And we're in the same place today. Can you imagine that? Same place. People never change. Devil hasn't changed. We haven't changed. Nobody changes, except if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are become new. That is what changes a person, the only thing that changes a person. The only thing. And a lot of times, that don't even change a lot of minds and hearts of people. I hate to say it, but even God has a rough time. The Holy Spirit has a rough time changing people. Because they refuse. They want to do their own thing. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death and destruction. And he being often reproved and hardens his neck shall be destroyed suddenly, and that without a remedy. That's the Bible. Behold, I do not know how to speak, because I'm a youth. I am just a young boy. I don't even know what to say, how to say it. I don't know how to speak. These people are going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think I'm uneducated and everything. And this is what God sent him out to do, was to send the message of repentance. The message of repentance. And that is exactly what he's saying today. A message of repentance. Because every one of us is in the same boat. We need to repent, come back to God, obey God, and receive his unlimited forgiveness and his grace. Why? Because it's not up to us. It's up to him. But we must allow him to save us. We must allow God to save us. We must ask him into our hearts. We must let him take over our hearts and minds. And that's what repentance is about, folks. Making an attempt to turn around. Making an attempt to do what God wants you to do. I am a youth, Jeremiah said. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth. You know, this is God saying now. This is God speaking. Don't say you're a youth. Because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And all that I command you, you shall speak. In other words, the Holy Spirit's going to be doing the talking. That's what Jesus said. He said, when you are brought before kings and before magistrates, don't think what you're going to say. I'm going to give you the right thing to say. I'm going to give you the power of God. I'm going to give you what you need. You're going to speak what I tell you to. And that's exactly what you're going to say. And he does the same thing today. Nothing. God never changes. God never changes. He says, I am the Lord. I change not. And God will do the same thing for you as he did for Jeremiah. Put the words in your mouth. You need to open your mouth and speak forth what thus saith the Lord of God. And that's what you need to say. Everywhere I send you, you'll go. And all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of anything. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. That's what God gives you. Spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's exactly what you need. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. The thing that we need is the spirit of love and power and a sound mind. That's what we need. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. He reached out and he touched my mouth. You want God to touch your mouth? Let's pray right now. And if you haven't received Christ, receive him now and let him touch your mouth and let him make you one of these witnesses. Let him make you a preacher. Let him make you a person of wisdom, power, anointing. And God will glorify himself in you if you let him. Let's receive him now. Lord Jesus, we receive you into our hearts. God, forgive us cleanse us and cover us with your blood. Let us be saved, born again, and let us, and touch our mouths. Touch our mouths right now, and let us speak forth the word of God. What thus saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. We'll take up this message tomorrow. And go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email, a message. And you can write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.